Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Stock market prices are teetering. Debt instruments such as bonds are effectively paying a negative return, meaning that they are losing purchasing power faster than they are generating interest income. Starting late last week, Liberty Coin Service has experienced a major surge in customer demand for bullion-priced physical gold and silver coins and ingots. For those who don't understand how precious metals markets move, let's review previous market cycles. When Jimmy Carter was president over 40 years ago, consumer prices soared. This sparked the first major surge in Americans buying gold and silver to protect their finances. The prices of gold and silver peaked in January 1980, jumping more than eight times what they were just a few years earlier. During the Great Recession in the first decade of this century, the prices of an ounce of gold and silver ended the year 2006 at $635 and $12.83, respectively. As the recession hit, gold rose 30% and silver 15% the next year. They rose even further in 2008, before the U.S. government arranged to temporarily suppress prices. Low prices from July through the end of that year led to a massive surge in customer demand for gold and silver. This demand surge continued as the recession was ending, especially when it was revealed in 2011 that the U.S. government had provided $29 trillion in loans, subsidies, and bailouts to the financial system. Silver peaked at the end of April 2011 at just under $50 an ounce, almost four times where it was before the recession. Gold peaked in early September that year at just over $1,900, triple its pre-recession levels. As the economic lockdowns were put into place almost 2 years ago at the onset of the COVID pandemic, the U.S. dollar quickly lost 10% of its value against other currencies. Within 5 months, gold soared 40% and silver jumped 150%. While gold and silver prices will never move in a straight line, how high will they rise when the U.S. economy turns down this time? That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WYLS or MacDonald Broadcasting.